Let me show you one of my favorite things in my apartment that makes me a better friend and a better guest, my little gifting cabinet. This is Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over. Now, I believe in never showing up empty-handed, and remembering people's special moments with a gift is a great way to build friendships, but it's hard to gift regularly if you don't have supplies on hand. So start by keeping the cute gift bags you receive. Basically, all of these came from gifts that I got. There is no shame in reusing them. It's good for the environment. It's good for your bank account, and they won't know the difference. I also like to passively collect gifts that I think people would like, things like candles, soaps, ceramics, these cute little matches from one of my book covers, candies, salts, of course, some copies of my books because the greatest gift of all. They're always good for gifts in a pinch. I also have this box full of pretty playing cards and little party games. They make for great hostess gifts. I have some extra bags in case I need them. I have this box full of greeting cards, some blank, some thank you, some seasonal. So anytime I need to write a card, I don't have to go out and buy one. I keep bags on hand for when I do party favors. I have boxes and tissue and wrapping paper and basically anything I need to wrap a gift. Now, don't get me wrong, I often do go buy special dedicated gifts, but it's great to have this cabinet always stocked for gifts in a pinch.